Early voting has started in Virginia's governor's race and ends on November 2nd. President Biden will campaign tomorrow with the Democratic nominee, Terry McAuliffe. And over the weekend, former President Barack Obama was there.
So you got to go out there and show the cynics that you're willing to knock on doors for Terry, to make the calls for Terry, to tell your friends and neighbors what's at stake. We ain't got time to be tied.
This is going to be a close race, partly Democrats say because their base is tired, their base is apathetic. NPR's senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro has been following this one. Hey, Domenico.
Good morning, Noelle.
You have been talking to people in Virginia about this election, and what are they telling you exactly?
Yeah, look, organizers and community leaders said they are combating a degree of political cynicism. You know, one Latino state organizer I talked to said his group has now knocked on some 50,000 doors in Latino communities. And he said, to Obama's point, that many are just so tired of politics after 4 years of Trump. And for many, being worked up about the latest outrage, they're just worn down and, you know, it's just enough for them. So it's hard to kind of keep them engaged. I also spoke with a pastor in Norfolk, where Stacey Abrams spoke recently. He said some of the energy among black voters is starting to pick up, but many in his community just don't see why the election matters, especially for younger black voters. He said they ask, what difference does a governor make, when they feel nothing changes for them personally? There's definitely agreement with folks on the ground that Republicans are just more fired up, which, by the way, is historically typical for the party that doesn't control the White House when it comes to Virginia governor's races.
How are the demographics of the state playing into this race?
Well, look, it's very important, the non-white vote overall. Democrats have won every single statewide race in Virginia since 2009 and won the state four times straight in presidential elections. That's largely because of demographic growth, as well as the sprawl outside Washington, D.C. of highly educated voters. Latinos and Asian Americans have doubled their populations in the state in the last two decades. Black voters remain a crucial voting bloc. For example, in 2013, when McAuliffe last won the governorship, he lost whites by 20 points, but he won overall by just 3 points, and that was largely because he won more than 90% of black voters, and they made up 1 in 5 voters overall. McAuliffe and his campaign know this. That's why McAuliffe has been spending a lot of his Sundays at black majority churches and why the party has brought in Obama and Stacey Abrams, hoping to bring up some of that needed enthusiasm and setting the stakes. And the fact is, whether black voters turn out could be the difference for Democrats between winning and losing.
So in the meantime, the Republican candidate, Glenn Youngkin, has been focusing really heavily on education. Why is that?
Well, look, it's been a hot issue for the Trump-supporting Republican base. There's been chaos at school board meetings across the country. Certainly in Virginia, that's true. And it's all about how to teach about racism in schools. Youngkin's gone so far as to say in an ad that the FBI is trying to silence parents, which is not true. Attorney General Merrick Garland has asked the FBI to work closely with local governments after seeing the rise in threats and intimidation at these school board meetings. But McAuliffe has had to cut an ad answering a Youngkin attack on education, which tells you who's controlling the narrative on this issue.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.